Hello, everyone. My project is to understand how host tolerates the harmful effects of transposable elements. Transposable elements are selfish genetic parasites which cause DNA damage when they mobilize, and they prefer to proliferate in germ cells where T-mediated DNA damage causes germ cell loss and sterility. In response, the host develops two ways to avoid the fitness costs of TEs. One is by developing resistance where they directly suppress TE proliferation, and this is achieved by small RNA molecules called piRNAs. Another is by evolving or developing tolerance where even though TE proliferates, the fitness cost is minimized. However, the host factors that confer cellular tolerance to TEs is not known. So the question we want to address is, what is the mechanism behind tolerance? For this, we use FreeFly as a model organism and study the effect of DNA transposon called P elements in genesis. P elements recently invaded the melanogaster population at around 1960s and rapidly spread worldwide in less than 40 years. An unregulated activity of P elements in germline results in sterility syndrome called hybridogenesis. And this is characterized by increased rate of mutation, recombination, and even sterility in extreme cases. So when strains that carries P elements are mated with each other, they produce fertile offsprings with normal ovaries. And this is because of the immunity provided by through piRNAs that are maternally transmitted to the offsprings. So these piRNAs are targeting the P elements. So, but when M strain or naive females that lacks P elements is mated with P elements carrying males, they typically produce sterile offsprings with highly atrophied ovaries. And this is because of lack of resistance, as naive mothers are incapable of producing and transmitting P element targeting piRNAs to their offsprings, rendering them defenseless against the P element activity in the germline. But we wondered if there exist strains, naive strains, that are capable of producing fertile offsprings despite lacking resistance and instead showing tolerance. So to find the natural variation in tolerance, we used a panel of publicly available recombinant inbred lines, which are free of P elements. And we mated these recombinant inbred lines to P element carrying males and screened for ovarian atrophy in the F1 offspring. To our surprise, we found naive strains that produce fertile offsprings in spite of absence of resistance, and so showing tolerance. So we found sensitive strains, which are more likely to produce sterile offsprings. And we found the tolerant strains, which are more likely to produce fertile offsprings in presence of P element activity. Now to isolate the genomic region associated with tolerance, we performed QTL analysis and found a complex peak at the second chromosome centromere. This peak was comprised of three discrete subpeaks, QTL subpeak 1 and 3 in the residing in the pericentromeric region and QTL subpeak 2 in the whole centromeric region of second chromosome. Now to uncover the phenotypic differences associated with tolerance, we performed RNA-seq from ovarian tissues of pairs of strains that predominantly differ in the QTL region. So either it carries a tolerant QTL V4 or a sensitive QTL V6 and otherwise having similar genetic background. We found 603 differentially expressed genes, among which 75 of them resided within the QTL region. And among these, 19 of them had in-phase SNPs in their regulatory region, making them the strongest candidate genes. Now, Go analysis revealed significant enrichment for genes involved in chromatin and nucleosome assembly factors. So to detect potential changes in chromatin state, in these associated with these alleles, we looked at pericentromeric expression, which are dependent upon the abundance of chromatin assembly factors. So we found that sensitive alleles show increased expression of pericentromeric genes, suggesting reduced heterochromatin formation. Consistent with this model, we also found sensitive alleles show increased expression of histone gene clusters, whose transcription depends on the chromatin environment. So since histone gene cluster reside within the QTL region, and histone upregulation has been associated with increased sensitivity to DNA damage, It therefore is one of the candidate variants influencing tolerance. So although the naive mothers that they do not produce or transmit PLMN-derived piRNAs, the Drosophila genome, the melanogaster genome, harbors many resident transposable elements families in the genome that are also regulated by piRNAs. And since piRNA transcription is dependent upon heterochromatin formation, the reduced heterochromatin formation exhibited by the sensitive alleles could lead to reduced piRNA production. So consistent with this theory, consistent with the model of reduced heterochromatin formation, we discovered that sensitive alleles are associated with significantly reduced T-derived piRNAs and siRNAs. We also identified four T families with high expression levels, among which retrotransposon called DOX6 was dramatically overexpressed in the sensitive alleles. And DOX6 overexpression in the sensitive alleles could enhance dysgenesis by contributing to genotoxic stress in early stages of oogenesis, like similar to P elements. So we found that sensitive alleles, in conclusion, we found that the sensitive alleles to be associated with reduced piRNA abundance and increased histone expression, which is likely the consequence of reduced heterochromatin formation. We propose that either derepression of resident T's like DOX6 contributes to the genotoxic stress and enhances dysgenesis in the sensitive strains, or overexpression of histones could result in increased sensitivity to DNA damage, thereby enhancing germline loss in the sensitive strains.